Hello, everyone. Hello, it's George from Ireland. Are you enjoying the new camera? And by the way, make sure you subscribe, comment as we're going along. So this is asking, should and will Reform United Kingdom create an electoral pact with the Conservative and Unionist Party? Obviously, I'm talking about the UK. Sometimes I talk about politics in my native Republic of Ireland. So the Conservative Party conference, yeah, doom and gloom. And I asked a Conservative source, how big is a threat to Kevin Maidenhock's leadership? He said, huge. Spoke to two people, one a former senior party figure. Someone else was a special advisor to the Conservative government a few years ago. Obviously, you know, good journalists. Got to anonymize them. And I'm not giving you enough specifics so that they can be identified. So major threat to her. Now, Mrs. Maidenhock has excluded any possibility of an electoral pact with Reform UK. Why? That'd be validating Reform UK, and that would obviously help them because it looks like they'll be the biggest party in the next election. Some people will even get over the magic number of 326 as a majority of seats in the House of Commons. I don't see it myself. I mean, I think they'll have, you know, in the dozens of seats, maybe 100, maybe 200. I don't see them getting even 300. But obviously, the pact with Reform UK, that would help Reform UK. And then they might become the major party on the right permanently. And the Conservatives would be in the halfpenny place. The Tories don't want to be a junior partner. What they want is they want to see people come back from Reform United Kingdom to the Conservative Party. I mean, that will probably happen, but it's going to take time. It's going to take 10 years, maybe more, for the Conservatives to be the principal party on the right. And so misery in between there. Obviously, Kemi Badenoch does not have the luxury of time to save her leadership. So when she became leader of the Conservative Party last November, the Conservative Party had actually gone up in the polls since that terrible election defeat, from 24% in July to 26% in November, partly because Labour had done so badly. Reform UK hadn't begun shooting up yet. So Rishi Sunak was still leader till the handover in early November, a busted flush. All right. But since then, the Conservatives have lost a third of their vote share, did appallingly in these past elections, lost hundreds of councillors, several councils, done very badly in by-elections. And OK, they won again. They weren't going to gain that Labour seat in the Northwest, but they could at least have a decent showing, and on track to be smashed in Caledonia, largely out of Holyrood. They'll have a few MSPs, but it's not going to be a significant presence like before, due to be smashed in the Welsh parliamentary elections. Might even lose every single seat. Again, I doubt it, but it's going to reduce, even though the number of members of the Senate is going up to 96, the number of Conservative MSPs is probably going to stay roughly the same, despite the MSP almost double, the number of MSPs almost doubling, and so on. So all round dreadful performance by her. Apparently, the only bright spot is the finances are okay. Despite Labour being an absolute shower, she doesn't seem to lay a glove on them. So the people say, well, the blindingly obvious solution is an electoral pact with them. Now, Robert Jenrick, who's this sort of prince over the water, people thinking he'll come back in and save the day, after next May. I mean, he might come in as leader, but I think he'll be even worse. He will not rule out forming an electoral pact with Reform UK. And the majority of ordinary Conservative members want it to happen. But would that be sounding the death knell of the Conservative Party as a party of government? Because it would boost Reform UK more than them. What the Conservatives need is Reform UK to collapse. Just like the UK Independence Party did very well in some electoral European elections, you know, 2004, 2009, and then sort of collapsed just before 2019. Admittedly, Reform, most of the people in the UK Independence Party, formed the Brexit Party, okay, which did very well in the European elections 2019, quite poorly in 2019, partly because of an informal electoral pact with the Tories, and was collapsing after that till it was rebranded Reform UK and has shot up. But, you know, they think this can only go for so long, unless, of course, the Conservatives really help it. It's got those five MPs. You know, those could easily be all wiped out in an ordinary election, but it looks like the next election is going to be anything but ordinary. And what the Conservatives do not want is to perpetuate Reform UK as a duopoly. You know, always in a Conservative election, sorry, British election, there are only two parties that could win. Any two that could form a government is either Labour or Conservatives for over a century. Before that was Liberals or Conservatives. And what the Tories do not want it to be a choice between Labour and Reform UK. Labour wants that, because they're doing so badly, is negative cohesion. Vote Labour, not because you like Labour, but they're the only ones who can keep Reform UK out. OK, and that message is going to resonate. And the Conservatives can't say that. Vote us with anyone who can keep Labour out. No, Reform UK is in a much better position to do that. It's reached tipping point. So, yeah, that's why Kebbi Badenoch, it would be the ultimate mission of failure were she to say that. But supposing either under Kebbi Badenoch or Mr. Jenrick, an electoral pact were to go, how would that work? Makes me call to mind Paddy Ashdown's diaries in the late 90s. The late unlamented evil bastard Paddy Ashdown, Liberal Democrat leader, and he once had a whatever, you know, joint committee on the Constitution with the Labour Party. And he said the three possibilities between the Liberal Democrats and Labour were, as in his analogy, either marriage or an affair or casual sex. And he preferred the last one, as in cooperation on an ad hoc basis. And there was this idea, if the two parties were to fuse, the Conservative would never be in government again. But there's some tribalists in Labour who wouldn't have that, particularly John Prescott, saw them as an enemy at the local level. Some of the Liberal Democrats would have left the party rather than do that. So the possibilities are to fuse into one big party. Now, that's not going to happen. You know, as Neil Hamilton said to me, Farage wants to be the bride at every wedding and the corpse at every funeral. So this political scene is too small for the two of them, you know. It ain't big enough for the two of them, however the phrase goes about sort of the Wild West. And his policies are not that conservative. He's quite populist, slightly leftist economically now. He doesn't want to be tired of the unpopularity and the failures of the former conservative government. So, and that the toxicity of the Tory brand is something he recognises, a bit worried about being just a dumping ground for conservative rejects. Retreads have got too many of them. I mean, they do like to humiliate the Conservative Party by announcing all these defecting councillors. Dozens of Conservative councillors defected them over the last year. And about 20 former MPs, obviously one sitting MP, Danny Kruger, in recent times. And so Reform UK, yes, some of the parties, the voters are former Conservatives, some are former Labour people, virtually none are former Liberal Democrats, a lot of floating voters. And he succeeded in re-engaging people who didn't vote for a few elections. So he doesn't want to be seen as Tory Mark II. So that's not going to happen for that reason. Plus the Tories, nobody wants to go that far as to actually call it reformed conservative or something like that. So it could be the affair scenario, as in, okay, Conservatives will not stand against a sitting Reform MP. Reform won't stand against a sitting Conservative MP. Then they divvy up the others, which are held by neither party. You know, and that's like, 530 of them. Whoever's got the best chance to stand will stand. The other party will step aside. And obviously, so how do you do that? Based on the election results from last time, obviously the Conservatives were considerably ahead of Reform UK. 24% to Reform UK's is at 14%. Or would you look at the polls now and say, well, in that case of the remaining, you know, Conservatives stand at maybe 200 of those. Reform UK would stand about 330. Are Reform UK going to stand in Northern Ireland? I doubt it, which would reduce that by 20. Another possibility is they'll all field candidates, but they'll be dummy candidates. They'll make almost no effort. Someone on the ballot paper, but he or she will not campaign, no electoral leaflet spend, produced, no spending, and that actually saved money for elsewhere. I know there are some specifics. You can only spend a certain amount of money that's particular to a constituency, mention the name of the candidate, the constituency. There is some general spending which doesn't mention candidates or constituencies, and you can spend that anywhere in the UK. So I don't think there will be a formal electoral pact, or certainly the two parties won't merge. There might be something informal. They might say it's the only way that they can stop Labour winning. Is it worth to have a Reform UK government for at least one term to keep Labour out? And Conservatives might consider that it will, but it would put off a lot of floating voters. Yes, that he's got a certain following, Nigel Farage, but he is loathed by swathes of the country. So if you help him into number 10, the Conservative Party might never be forgiven. It's not an easy choice. But if I were in charge of the Conservative Party, I certainly wouldn't go to merge the two parties. I wouldn't have a formal electoral pact, something informal. Now that might be doable. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal. George Callan, 700@gmail.com. Goodbye.